So when we are introduced to clarity, we start to elaborate on what clarity is and what it is not, and what point of view is and what is not point of view, and what is clarity and the distinction in between. So we are so involved in those point of view, and we are thinking about and we are reflecting over it, and we are thinking, am I emphasizing point of view now, or am I emphasizing clarity? And their answer, my answer to it, is just relax moment by moment and allow everything to be just as it is. And we realize that clarity is always on. Clarity is always there, always shining in every point of view. You can't get rid of it. So try to get rid of clarity right now. Try it in your own experience. See if it works. It doesn't. Clarity is always on. No matter if it's a intense state, a neutral state, or a positive state, or negative states, clarity is always shining in every point of view. In the beginning, we say stop describing, because it's so easy to get caught up in our stories when we start to describing. But after a while, we also realize that all these describings are also clarity. So there's nothing outside clarity. Everything is included in clarity. And it's so beneficial to come back to that. All is well. All is well, whatever is going on in us. And I remember that I had thought some of my thoughts was okay and were not. And some of my emotions were okay and some were not. But all our experiences are okay, inner or outer. And we are not victims to our thoughts. We are not victims to our emotions or anything that is happening in our lives. It could be terrible things happening. It could be wonderful things happening. But by the power of clarity, we know how to act in the moment. We know how to act, what is most beneficial for ourselves and also for others. And there's a natural goodness, a natural ethic in clarity, which makes it so easy just to relax into clarity and allow clarity to inform us what the next step is, how to handle situations. Sometimes when we wake up in the night, we are not so distracted by other things that is going on. And I know that many people have a lot of point of view coming up, a lot of thoughts. They can kind of run like roller coasters, and we just lie there. And it's really incredible to allow this incredible roller coaster to keep on there and see there's something in there that is not changing. That's who we are. That's clarity. And one thing that I was playing with was, okay, come on, let all thoughts come now. All at the same time. And it's really relaxing to allow everything to just come on instead of kind of holding it at bay. And I remember in the beginning, and this has come gradually for me, that I thought that relying on clarity was going to make all my experience very positive or neutral. But I realized more and more that all my experience are just the opportunity to get even more familiar with clarity. No matter if it's tiredness or raging thoughts and emotions, or we can't sleep in the night, or whatever is going on. There's nothing wrong. All is well there. And in the beginning, we have the tendency to use these short moments as, take a short moment. We remind ourselves over and over and over again. And I used to be very hard to myself. So I was kind of pushing myself, take a short moment, take a short moment. And something that really helped me, that was a teacher who said, allow short moments, allow clarity. And it became so gentle. I could really relax here. We don't have to push ourselves. Some people say, oh, bring them all on, bring them on, all the point of view. But that's also, you can make that to a fight also. Your life will provide you with all the possibilities that you need to get familiar with awareness. I can tell you that. That's for sure. And by the time these short moments become longer and longer, it's not that, oh, now it's a long moment. It's just that we realize we haven't emphasized point of view. We allow the point of view just to roll on by, endless and ceaseless. And then suddenly we realize, oh, I haven't thought about it for a while now. And then when we're not disturbed about our point of view and can allow them to be there, even if it's a disturbing point of view, that's where we see the emotional and the mental stability. It's not a long moment with neutral states. That's not what we mean with emotional stability. It's allow this anger, these disturbing emotions, disturbing thoughts to be as they are without the need to do anything about it. And we see more and more that we are beneficial in whatever life situation we are in. That's the opportunity.